Welcome to another episode of Keeping Up with the Kick-Ass Canadians. I'm talking today with Norm Han, who's one of our country's true outdoorsmen. He finished third at the Eastern Canada Stand-Up Paddle Championships in Toronto July 7th. He's also a guide for his company, Mountain Surf Adventures in BC. So welcome, Norm.
Thanks for having me.
What I wanted to talk to you about today primarily was your incredible paddle through the east coast of Haida Gwaii back in June, and also why you're doing it for Stand Film. So I wonder if you can tell us a bit about the film's history and then a bit about your experience in Haida Gwaii.
Yeah, I think, I guess to start off with the Stand Film history, I was approached by a filmmaker, Anthony Bonello, a year or so ago, and he had watched Stand Up for Great Bear, which was the first expedition that I did to bring awareness to the threat of oil tankers on our coast. And he sat down and wanted to do a film to highlight another area of the coast and to bring additional awareness to the threat of oil tankers. And so Anthony and I sat down. We came up with a plan, and it was sort of a three-part plan to follow the students of Bella Bella, which is where I finished my first expedition. And I finished in Bella Bella, and they were at that time inspired to build a wooden stand-up paddleboard. So that first class built 12 wooden stand-up paddleboards, and with Stand Film, we wanted to document the second class that built stand-up paddleboards as well, which we did. And then the second part of the film was going to be an expedition to Haida Gwaii, and then the third part was going to be a surf trip this fall, actually, highlighting sort of a surf area and one of the pro surfers, Raph Brewiler. And so that we brought that together and got sponsorship through Quicksilver Waterman, and then we set our sights for Haida Gwaii.
Where will you be surfing in the fall?
This fall, we're going to be working with Raph Brewiler, who's a professional surfer out of Tofino, BC, and he spends a lot of time as an ambassador for Quicksilver, exploring the coastline and surfing remote locations. So most likely, it'll probably be on Vancouver Island somewhere. Probably one of the secret spots that Raph has. We'll head up there in the fall and spend a few days filming and camping and surfing.
That's great. Can you tell me about what it was like when you were paddling in Haida Gwaii? I mean, the scenery looks incredible. Can you sort of describe what it's really like to be there?
Yeah, it's sort of one of those magical, inspiring places, and I've been to it a few times. So when I finished my stand-up for Great Bear expedition, at one point on the tanker route, I was able to basically look across Hecate Strait to Haida Gwaii. I couldn't see Haida Gwaii from where I was at, but looking west, I knew Haida Gwaii was out there. And at that time in 2010, I thought, wow, it'd be really neat to, you know, at some point in time, get to Haida Gwaii. And so when I was approached by Anthony and we're talking about expeditions, I said, well, you know, we should look at doing Haida Gwaii because no one's paddled Haida Gwaii, and I've always envisioned myself paddling into the World Heritage Site, which is right down at the bottom of Haida Gwaii. It's a really incredible small cove that you can paddle into, and then there's a whole row of totem poles at this World Heritage Site overlooking the beach, and I thought, wow, that would be a pretty powerful place to paddle into. And yeah, it was definitely an expedition that concerned me from a weather standpoint, because the whole expedition pretty much was on the edge of Hecate Strait. We started in Masset, and even that top section of Dixon Entrance is really, really challenging. Hecate Strait is one of the most dangerous bodies of water in the world, and so I was really sort of ultra aware of, you know, the potential of the weather potentially being poor. So I tried to do it, you know, when I had paddling time, I tried to do it as quick as I could. And we actually finished the expedition ahead of time. So it took me 8 days to paddle about 350 kilometers. And we wanted to highlight the five Haida watchman sites. And a watchman site is where, the Haida have a very culturally significant location, and all of them were former, well, they're still sort of traditional sites, and at one time were traditionally used, but They're not anymore, but they still have remnants of totem poles and longhouses and really incredible places and really powerful places that you can actually feel, you know.
Yeah.
And so we wanted to highlight those watchman sites, and we wanted to finish at the World Heritage Site. And, you know, again, this is an area where, you know, basically from my last expedition, Stand Up for Great Bear, those tankers would be coming right across, you know, Hecate Strait, and the northern route would actually take them right up, right past my route, past Massa, which is at the very top end of Haida Gwaii, and the southern route would go right past the southern tip, right where I finished at the World Heritage Site. So that whole east coast was, you know, at threat of any spill or problem from the tankers.
Well, and you mentioned that being worried about the weather from a paddling standpoint, but I mean, also clearly that's going to be pretty choppy water if that's the route they would take.
Yeah, Hecate Strait is it's a very shallow body of water, and it's when storms hit there, it you know, in combination with the currents and the shallowness of the water, it changes rapidly, and it's a very, very dangerous body of water, and those tankers will regularly have to cross back and forth there. And you know, the winter storms there, you know, you at least probably four or five times a year they're experiencing it, you know, hurricane force winds through there. That's not uncommon, and you know, 20 to 30 to 40 foot seas are not uncommon in there in the winter at all. You know, I've read forecasts last winter that were, you know, 12 to 14 meter forecasted seas, and that's not talking for any of the you know, anomalies of big waves and rogue waves and things of that sort. But it's just, you know, our coast is just a challenging place at any time to navigate, and that's one of the tougher areas.
The film, Stand Film, is going to be released in 2013, I believe. What do you want people to get from it? What do you hope it will convey?
Well, you know, what I've always done, you know, and starting with Stand Up for Great Bear and now Stand Film, from my perspective as a paddler and as a person who's spent a lot of time in that area, I want people to see how incredible our coastline is. And I think, you know, paddling in Haida Gwaii and with the talent of Anthony and another filmmaker, Nicholas Tykrob, I think they're going to be able to showcase, you know, really how beautiful our coastline is, and showcase a different area that people may not see. Combine that with, you know, people like the First Nations students in Bella Bella who are, you know, building their own wooden stand-up paddle boards and now experiencing their own tradition and their own culture from the deck of their board. Mm-hmm. With Raph Ruweiler as well, who's lived off the ocean. So not only is it highlighting an incredible area, but it's also highlighting people and different stories along our coast, and showcasing how people are, you know, how they're living off the land and how important a place like that is to us, not only as people in BC, but as Canadians as a whole.
And people, if they want more information about the film, it's standfilm.com, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. They can go to standfilm.com, and there's on standfilm.com, they'll see there's some blog posts from Bella Bella with the students and some really great pictures on there. They'll also see a couple of blog posts from the Haida Gwaii expedition, and they'll see the film's trailer on there as well. Quicksilver has been an incredible sponsor for us, and they will be showcasing a video clip that they did as well. We shot it in Ticino, talking about the expedition and talking about, you know, Quicksilver's role. So I really have to give a lot of thanks to them, because they really, really helped facilitate that for us. And as well, Escape Route, which is a sports store and an outdoor store actually in Squamish and Whistler, we got a lot of support, both support and financial support from James Reddy at Escape Route there as well. So, yeah, they allowed us to accomplish our goals.
Great. I have one more question for you about your sport. What is so great about stand-up paddling?
Have you been on one?
I haven't, no. And I asked the question more because it's a bit of a smaller sport, and I know it's growing. So I want to know, people who haven't tried it, why should they? What's so great about it?
Yeah, I just think that stand-up paddling, I think there's so many different things that you can do on it, and I think it's really a tool or a sport that represents us as Canadians really well. You know, we have lots of water here. You know, I'm from Northern Ontario, you're from the Ottawa area, and we've got tons of lakes and rivers and the Great Lakes all over. We're surrounded by oceans. We have so much fresh water here in Canada that we've got a really good, this sport, you know, allows you to experience the water in so many different ways. And, you know, for me being coming from Northern Ontario, enjoying paddling and canoeing, and then spending a lot of time on the coast surfing, it was a perfect marriage of those two sports. And I really enjoyed that aspect of it. But, you know, you can paddle flat water, you can take them down rivers. People are doing fitness and yoga on them. You can race them competitively. There's just so many different things for all different types of people, young and old. And as soon as you get a chance to get on one, you'll know what that feeling is like. And it's a really great sport, and I'm sort of fortunate to be at the front end of it and trying to, you know, drive the sport as an ambassador. Yeah. And for me, certainly with the expeditions, it's been a really amazing way to explore our coastline. And I'm actually getting ready for another expedition up to the Great Bear Rainforest starting at the beginning of September. With my company, Mountain Surf Adventures, we bring people up there, six people up there each September to do a trip on the boards and experience the culture and the wildlife of that area at that time.
That sounds great. And your company is mountainsurfadventures.com, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, good luck with everything. I look forward to following it and hearing more. And thank you so much for your time, Norm.
Great. Thanks a lot, Amanda.
And thank you for listening. Have a great day.